Network. This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right. Good afternoon. For some of you, it might feel like good morning if that game put you to sleep. It was warm, lifeless. Good morning. Wake up. It's the postgame show. 7-3, the final score. Royals lose the game, drop the series, and fall to a new franchise record, 54 games below 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. I have no idea what you would want to talk about as it pertains to the game. Now, big picture, you want to talk about the team, you want to talk about the offseason, you want to talk about managerial decisions, you go right for it. Even if you want to talk about the game, call me up. Here, again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. I'd love to talk about the game with you. I just don't know what to talk about. That was as nondescript a game as I can remember. Now, you know me. You know I have what I believe is the proper amount of reverence for Zach Greinke, his Hall of Fame career, and the back of his baseball card, his baseball reference page, what he's meant to the game, what he's meant to this organization, what he means inside that clubhouse. I'm not trying to denigrate the great Zach Greinke whatsoever. But he's a 39-year-old that's not good enough to pitch the first inning. Doesn't really get me going as I'm driving to the ballpark. Now, I can admire what he's done. I can appreciate the fact that he's still finding a way to get big leaguers out. But as we now have 24 games remaining in the season, I'm looking for something to inject some energy into this fan base heading into the offseason. And on the mound, when you have a guy who's 11 days younger than me, and then in the lineup, you have only two players that I'm really interested in evaluating. Because I don't know what else I'm watching for when it comes to Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. I'm all in. The only guys, when I saw the starting lineup today, the only guys that intrigued me, Nick Lofton, it's his second game, and Nelson Velasquez. He's only been here for a month. So I found those guys intriguing, but outside of that, the other seven in the lineup, the starting pitcher, the opener, they just did nothing for me, and it really seems like they did nothing for you. Because there was, once again, no juice in the ballpark. That's not your fault. That's not me pointing a finger at Royals fans. I don't blame you. I would say that the only time you really heard some action in the stands was when a bunch of kids would run to an empty section of the stadium to pick up a foul ball, or when the Red Sox did something good, because then all the Red Sox fans that live in Overland Park can lose their minds. So yeah, no juice on the mound, no juice in the crowd, no juice right now among the fan base, certainly no juice from the offense. Well, the only juice provided by this Royals offense came courtesy of, shockingly, Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. Bobby with a leadoff single in the sixth, steals second base, driven home by the great number 13 moments later. I refuse to do the same show I've done for a week now, which is, hey, is Cole Reagans pitching? No. Is Brady Singer pitching? No. All right, well then, what did Bobby and Salvi do? Did they drive in six runs to lead you to victory? No? Crap. Because that probably means you lost. If you don't have Reagans, if you don't have Singer on the hill, Bobby and Salvi need to go Superman, or else this is going to be a slog. And it was. Royals don't get on the board until Salvi's RBI in the sixth. They tack on two in the ninth for good measure to make it a respectable four-run loss. 7-3, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. So where does the juice come from? And I don't mean the team. There's 24 games remaining, and as you heard moments ago from the manager, Matt Quatrero, in response to a question from Annie Rogers of MLB.com about motivation. Now, it's 100 degrees at first pitch. You're now 54 games below 500. Cabo is a month away. The offseason is just weeks away. There's nobody in the stands. Not many people paying attention, as Ned Yost and Alex Gordon aren't here tonight. So where does that motivation come from? I loved Matt Quatrero's response. It better come from inside, especially on this team. Because outside of Bobby and Salvi, Mikel Garcia, Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, who in their right mind believes that their spot on this team is secure for 2024? You better find motivation. Now, as I say that, when I'm watching the game today, I didn't see position players going through the motions. That's never been who this team is, and I'm not trying to portray them as that's what this was today. Now, it wasn't a lackadaisical effort. It was just a lifeless afternoon at a gorgeous ballpark. So where does the juice come from for you? As the diehard Royal fan listening to this show right now, what needs to happen prior to opening day of 2024 to get you juiced again for your boys in blue? Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Hey, Cole Reagans pitches tomorrow. There's a reason to celebrate. Royals lose again. They drop the series to the Red Sox. 7-3, the final score. We get to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Pitch to Salvi is lined into right center field. That's down for a hit. Here comes Bobby around third, and the Royals are on the board. It is 4-1, Boston leading.
Boston would go on to win 7-3, the final score. The great Ryan LaFever on the call, last heard here on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now, 610 Sports Radio. Royals drop the series to Boston. They welcome in Chris Sale's former team for a three-game series tomorrow afternoon. Cole Reagans on the hill opposite some dude you've never heard of, so why even tell you his name? You know Chris Sale's name. And if you were listening to the On Deck show, you heard me say, well, he's not the same Chris Sale that you and I remember. And then he went out there and threw five scoreless. But hey, the Chris Sale that you and I remember would have thrown seven scoreless. So, and then he would have cut up some jerseys. Royals lose 7-3. Zach Greinke suffers the loss. He's now 1-14 on the season. Doesn't strike anybody out, so he remains 38 punch-outs away from 3,000 in his Hall of Fame career. You heard Salvi's RBI there in the sixth inning. Salvi, the only Royal with multiple hits. Jay Binkley cashed in big earlier today on the double play with that bet. Salvi goes 2-for-4, drives in the first run. Dairon Blanco driving in the second and third runs with that two-run single in the ninth. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to JD from Chanute. JD, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yes, I love my boys in blue, but I am baffled, and I don't want to start scratching my head or I'll have a hole in it. But they can do so great in one game, and then the next game, they can go the opposite direction. I don't understand.
That's baseball for you.
I guess so, but I kind of wonder on TV on the sixth inning, they don't mention that it's the grand slam inning. Have you noticed that?
I normally just listen on the radio where they still have the Sonic Slam inning on radio. I'm guessing the budget's tight over at Sonic. And they chose radio over TV because everybody should choose radio over TV.
Well, if the my blue boys, the boys in blue are listening, come on, let's get a string of wins here. Let's get over 50. I mean, I know you can do it. If you can get 42, you ought to be able to get maybe the double nickel. You ought to be able to get 55. But I'm not giving up on you. No way. But I want to start seeing you swing them bats and sending them old balls out of the ballpark.
Well, hopefully they're listening, JD. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. With today's loss, the Royals are now on pace to finish the season 49-113. Man, just saying it, you got to make a face. Got to make a stink face. Ugh. But they got 24 to go. That's just what they're pacing to do. You never know. Maybe they win all 24 and finish this bad boy off with 66 dubs. Maybe they do. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Gabriel from Independence wondering what I'm seeing from Nick Lofton. I mean, it's I'm seeing versatility. How about that? Guy played second base and first base in his first big league game in the field, so I'll give him credit for that. He has a hit in each of his first two big league games. I don't know how you could ask for any more, but congratulations to him. That's very impressive. Most guys... It takes a very long time for most guys to collect three hits in their big league career. He has three hits in his first eight trips to the dish. So credit to him. Great starts. I'm certainly not going to put a ceiling on him. But I think that's a better question at the end of the season. And even then, it's really not enough. Here's what I hope for Nick Lofton. The same thing I always bring up with Alec Marsh and Angel Zerpa. I hope they attack this offseason with the information gathered from the opposition over the course of this big league campaign. Right? What the big league hitters are telling Alec Marsh and Angel Zerpa, what the big league pitchers are telling Nick Lofton, you hope that that allows them to unlock a next level going into 2024. Excited to see what they look like, how they carry themselves, and how they perform next spring in Arizona. Appreciate it, Gabriel. Phone lines, text lines, always there for you. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, I love Salvador Perez, but I think we should trade him this offseason. He deserves to be on a contender. All right, thanks for the text. Well, I'm not trading Salvi just because I want to see him win elsewhere. Because I do. It would help his Hall of Fame candidacy if he can be the other half of a championship battery again. Shoot. If he can hit top six, top seven in a championship lineup again, would do wonders for his bid to Cooperstown. But that's not why I'm trading him. And I don't want to sit here and campaign to trade Salvi. I don't think I need to be quite honest. Here's what it boils down to for me. Unless you expect to compete for the division title next year, I think you got to trade Salvi this offseason. It makes zero sense to bring him back. Now, if you think you can somehow go from 50-some-odd games below 500 to above 500, well, yeah. Keep them. I don't want them going anywhere. If you're going for the postseason, yeah, I want Salvi around. I just don't think it's possible to go from one of the worst teams in American League history, or certainly the worst Royals team in history, record-wise, to one of the better teams in Royals history. I don't think the turnaround can happen that quickly. Now, they could be better next year. They could win 66 games. Sure, why not? They can win more than 70 games next year. Why not? But compete for a postseason berth? Those aspirations may be somewhat pie in the sky. So yeah, to pay Salvador Perez $20 million next year and then $20 million in 2025 just doesn't seem prudent for a team that isn't competing for a postseason spot. Now, when you trade Salvi, it's my opinion that this fan base is going to be angry because they haven't loved someone like Salvi since, what, Mike Sweeney hung it up? Since George Brett hung it up? Well, they love Salvador Perez. I love Salvi. You love. How can you not love? Every person that loves baseball loves Salvador Perez. I don't care who you root for. Just like every person that loves baseball loves Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols. Right? No, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but to me, I don't know how you dislike either one of those two. Just like I don't know how you dislike Salvador Perez. So the fan base is going to be frustrated. The only way to pacify their complaints or to silence their cries will be to show them the new toys that you got in return for Salvi. And the only way you're going to get the type of prospect capital or big league talent in return is if the price tag comes down a bit. If you're trying to trade Salvador Perez and his $40 million contract, you're not going to get much in return. But if John Sherman says, I'll bite the bullet, I may not have even wanted to sign Salvi to the contract that we gave him a few years ago. But we did. And you know what? I'll eat half of it. 2 years, $20 million? Hey, if I'm a contender, yes, please. I'll take that on. I'll part with the top prospect. 2 years, $10 million for a solid bat, a great leader, a solid catcher, a playoff performer, a clutch bat. I think that's the only way you move Salvador Perez is by eating a large chunk of that salary to garner the type of talent you would need to satisfy an already upset fan base. Text line's always open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Thanks to our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson. Appreciate their support all season long for each and every one of these home games here on 610 Sports Radio. Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Royals dropped the series to the Red Sox, falling in the finale. 7-3 is our final score. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
There's a liner in the right center field. That's going to drop. One run is in. Another man will be waved home by Vance Wilson and will score. So the Royals have two on three consecutive hits.
Denny Matthews, the Hall of Famer, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, with one out in the ninth inning, Royals trailing by six. Who else but Dairon Blanco drives in a pair and cleans up that final score just a little bit. 7-3, the final. Boston takes the finale, takes the series at Kauffman Stadium, and the Royals' record falls to 42-96. We got 24 to play. The Chicago White Sox come to town for three. Tomorrow's an afternoon game beginning with the On Deck Show at 12 noon. Phone lines are open. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Zach Greinke, he takes the loss. He goes 3 2/3 innings, giving up three runs on five hits. He walked one. He did not strike out a batter. Came in relief of Taylor Clark, who went 1-2-3 in the first, serving as the opener for the future Hall of Famer, Zach Greinke. Text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line's always there for you. 913-586-7610. Going back to our conversation regarding Salvador Perez from the 913. Vern, do you actually think they would trade Salvi, given the history of him in Kansas City? I do. I think they entertained the idea at the trade deadline of trading Salvador Perez. Now, this is another example, I think, of how this regime is different from the previous regime. The previous regime wanted this, well, everybody wants this area to fall in love with baseball and stay committed to the Royals and truly feel a bond between the city and the team, the fans, and the players. But not as much as the previous regime, right? You've heard Dayton Moore talk before. You understand that, and at times much to his demise, the big picture was always most important. And I think the new regime is more in line with the cutthroat nature of professional sports. Ruthless. You got to be ruthless. You know, the ruthless move after 2015 would have been to trade Haas and Moose and Kane, and then you and I would have grabbed our pitchforks and our torches and we would have burned this place down. But that's the ruthless move, right? That's right. The Chicago Cubs traded Rizzo and Bryant. They haven't been back. It's no promise that it was going to work if you would have traded Haas and Moose and Kane and Eske and the rest of them after 2015. But I do think that this new John Sherman, J.J. Piccolo era of Royals baseball will be more ruthless. And you got to be ruthless if you're going to win the way that this organization wants to win and needs to win, and that is in the margins, a la Tampa, a la Cleveland. Right? Tampa, ruthless. They pull Blake Snell in the World Series when he's pitching his tail off, and then they trade him. Ruthless. Fans, we know in Cleveland, you love Francisco Lindor. For God's sakes, his nickname is Mr. Smile. How could you not love him? We traded him. You know, it's always been my opinion that I don't understand why you would own a team if it's not to have a team with a player like Mookie Betts on it or Francisco Lindor on it. Isn't that what every organization wants? And yet Boston, ruthless, trade Mookie. Cleveland, ruthless, trade Francisco Lindor. Now, Salvi doesn't really even fit into that category. He's not just coming into his own, just coming into a $300 million contract like Lindor was. So it's not necessarily apples to apples. It's actually easier to trade Salvi than it would have been a Lindor back in the day. But yes, I certainly believe that this new regime will handle things differently. And we'll see. You know what? I don't want to speculate on what they would have done differently, what they would not have done differently in the past. We'll see. Big offseason coming up. I'm expecting major roster overhaul this offseason. 24 games to play. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Jay Southland Tow Service, they also sponsor my game notes. Nothing really all that positive to pass along. Do you want a negative statistic? All right, how about this? Royals have dropped 15 of 18. They remain winless in each of their last 9 series. You happy to hear that? I didn't think so. Few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Uh-oh, Pam. Pam writing in. Pam, not happy. Pam writes in, Vern, The only thing that's going to get me juice for 2024 is if the team is sold to someone who knows something about baseball and gives a crap about his fan base. Fixing the team is paramount before anyone can think about voting for a new stadium. Pam, I understand you're frustrated. We're all frustrated with the team that is 54 games below 500. Keep in mind, 54 games, that's one-third of the season. Right? The old adage is, you're going to win 54, you're going to lose 54. What do you do with the other 54 games? Sadly, the Royals more than likely will not win 54 games. If they do, that means they go 12-12 down the stretch.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
There's a liner in the right center field. That's going to drop. One run is in. Another man will be waved home by Vance Wilson and will score. So the Royals have two on three consecutive hits.
Denny Matthews, the Hall of Famer, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, with one out in the ninth inning, Royals trailing by six. Who else but Dairon Blanco drives in a pair and cleans up that final score just a little bit. 7-3, the final. Boston takes the finale, takes the series at Kauffman Stadium, and the Royals' record falls to 42-96. We got 24 to play. The Chicago White Sox come to town for three. Tomorrow's an afternoon game beginning with the On Deck Show at 12 noon. Phone lines are open. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Zach Greinke, he takes the loss. He goes 3 2/3 innings, giving up three runs on five hits. He walked one. He did not strike out a batter. Came in relief of Taylor Clark, who went 1-2-3 in the first, serving as the opener for the future Hall of Famer, Zach Greinke. Text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line's always there for you. 913-586-7610. Going back to our conversation regarding Salvador Perez from the 913, Vern, do you actually think they would trade Salvi, given the history of him in Kansas City? I do. I think they entertained the idea at the trade deadline of trading Salvador Perez. Now, this is another example, I think, of how this regime is different from the previous regime. I mean, the previous regime wanted this, well, everybody wants this area to fall in love with baseball and stay committed to the Royals and truly feel a bond between the city and the team, the fans, and the players. But not as much as the previous regime, right? You've heard Dayton Moore talk before. You understand that, and at times much to his demise, the big picture was always most important. And I think the new regime is more in line with the cutthroat nature of professional sports. Ruthless. You gotta be ruthless. You know, the ruthless move after 2015 would have been to trade Haas and Moose and Kane, and then you and I would have grabbed our pitchforks and our torches and we would have burned this place down. But that's the ruthless move, right? That's right. The Chicago Cubs traded Rizzo and Bryant. They haven't been back. It's no promise that it was going to work if you would have traded Haas and Moose and Kane and Eske and the rest of them after 2015. But I do think that this new John Sherman, J.J. Piccolo era of Royals baseball will be more ruthless. And you got to be ruthless if you're going to win the way that this organization wants to win and needs to win, and that is in the margins, a la Tampa, a la Cleveland. Right? Tampa, ruthless. They pull Blake Snell in the World Series when he's pitching his tail off, and then they trade him. Ruthless. Fans, we know in Cleveland, you love Francisco Lindor. For God's sakes, his nickname is Mr. Smile. How could you not love him? We traded him. You know, it's always been my opinion that I don't understand why you would own a team if it's not to have a team with a player like Mookie Betts on it or Francisco Lindor on it. Isn't that what every organization wants? And yet Boston, ruthless, trade Mookie. Cleveland, ruthless, trade Francisco Lindor. Now, Salvi doesn't really even fit into that category. He's not just coming into his own, just coming into a $300 million contract like Lindor was. So it's not necessarily apples to apples. It's actually easier to trade Salvi than it would have been a Lindor back in the day. But yes, I certainly believe that this new regime will handle things differently. And we'll see. You know what? I don't want to speculate on what they would have done differently, what they would not have done differently in the past. We'll see. Big offseason coming up. I'm expecting major roster overhaul this offseason. 24 games to play. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Jay Southland Tow Service, they also sponsor my game notes. Nothing really all that positive to pass along. Do you want a negative statistic? All right, how about this? Royals have dropped 15 of 18. They remain winless in each of their last 9 series. You happy to hear that? I didn't think so. A few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Uh-oh, Pam. Pam writing in. Pam, not happy. Pam writes in, Vern, the only thing that's going to get me juice for 2024 is if the team is sold to someone who knows something about baseball and gives a crap about his fan base. Fixing the team is paramount before anyone can think about voting for a new stadium. Pam, I understand you're frustrated. We're all frustrated with the team that is 54 games below 500. Keep in mind, 54 games, that's one-third of the season, right? The old adage is, you're going to win 54, you're going to lose 54. What do you do with the other 54 games? Sadly, the Royals more than likely will not win 54 games. If they do, that means they go 12-12 down the stretch. But Pam, I understand you're frustrated. We're all frustrated. And it sounds like I'm lapdog or I'm on the payroll or something, but I can promise you John Sherman cares about his team, cares about baseball, gives a crap about the fan base. I'm not going to go crazy and defend him. I got no reason to do that. His actions will do that. His actions may have already done that for some. Evidently not you, Pam. And Pam, I don't really think you want the team sold to anyone else. Because if the team sold to anyone else, I can almost promise you that that someone else won't pit two counties against each other. It won't be, hey, are we going to be in Jackson County or Clay County? Which one's it going to be? It's going to be, hey, are we going to be in Nashville or Montreal? So, I understand you're frustrated with the stadium talk, but at least the stadium is staying within the Kansas City area. You get a new owner in here, and I promise you that's not the case. Shoot, look up in Milwaukee. They're already fake flirting with getting out of Wisconsin. The Brewers leaving Milwaukee. Appreciate you listening, though, Pam. Phone lines are open. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, after looking at today's lineup, MJ Melendez, any clues as to where they're figuring him and his status for 2024? Well, Raj, I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck show. I was Now, it's easy to understand why he wasn't in the lineup. Chris Sale is no picnic for anyone, but especially lefties. And what you did yesterday has absolutely no bearing on today. So the fact that MJ had three hits last night, that Michael Massey had three hits last night, no bearing on today, no reason to think that there was going to be any sort of a carryover. Furthermore, day game after a night game, these guys have both played very long seasons, right? The most big league baseball that either one of them have ever played in their careers. So it's understandable. I can explain why they weren't in the lineup. I just don't agree with it. Because nothing about this game matters, in my opinion. Meaning, the lineup today was put together to win the game. So I got no issue with it. I'm certainly not going to sit here and scream, you know, punt on the game. Who cares about winning and losing? Well, I do, because I don't want a bunch of somber faces in the clubhouse. I don't want these guys to view that KC emblem and just see a loser. Expect losing, accept losing, understand losing. I don't want that to happen, so you got to win so that doesn't happen. So listen, I understand why this 1-9 was put together, all righties going up against Chris Sale. Knowing that when a righty comes out of the bullpen, we'll deploy our Melendez, Massey, Waters trio, and it's exactly what Matt Quatrero did. So Melendez got just as many at-bats as Edward Olivares. Michael Massey got just as many at-bats as Matt Duffy. Drew Waters got just as many plate appearances as Samad Taylor. But I always go back to the old adage of actions speak louder than words. We all respect Zach Greinke. I know the coaching staff respects Zach Greinke, but they don't view him as someone that is good enough to pitch against the heart of the lineup three times. That's why they put an opener in front of him. Now, they're not going to trash Zach Greinke to the media, but actions speak louder than words. And we all have eyeballs as well. We see Zach Greinke is nearing the end. MJ Melendez just had an off day on Friday. Massey had an off day on Wednesday. If you're sitting them against lefties twice in a week, your actions tell me that this evaluation season, which has only 24 games left, this evaluation season is leading someone in the organization, whether that's coaching staff or front office, to view MJ and Massey as platoon players. And there's nothing wrong with that. To think that what happened in 2015, where it was the same guys every single day, 1-9, same spot in the lineup, same spot in the field, it's these nine every night. It's not going to happen. It's not likely to happen again. And to go back to what I said previously about emulating Cleveland, emulating Tampa, Terry Francona, Kevin Cash utilized their bench, utilized platoons, as well as anyone in the sport. So if you can find the right-handed equivalent of MJ Melendez, the right-hand equivalent of Michael Massey, maybe that's Nelson Velasquez and Nick Lofton, respectively. Maybe that's what it is. There's nothing wrong with that. So actions speak louder than words. That's what they're telling me right now. They're platoon guys. Not every day. You know, Bobby's every day. Mikel's every day. Salvi's every day. Just like Randy or Rosarena's every single day. But you get a platoon at first. You get a platoon in rights. You get a platoon behind the dish. Nothing wrong with it. And I don't expect anybody in the front office nor the coaching staff to sit in front of a microphone and say, yes, MJ's a platoon guy moving forward. Massey's a platoon guy moving forward. There's no reason for them to say that because we got an offseason coming up. Who knows how they attack this offseason? Who knows what they look like when they show up in spring next year? But for now, actions speak louder than words, and those are the actions of the Royals. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line. Stefan writes in, Vern, given this core and my expectation that John Sherman is going to open the wallet this offseason, what is a reasonable time frame for fans to expect a turnaround and a postseason berth for this franchise? Signed, Stefan. Well, it is professional baseball, right? This is a billion-dollar business, so you can expect a turnaround next year. There's just no reason to not be a much better team next year. It's hard to not be a much better team. Again, you're pacing for 49 wins. You win 64 next year. You go 64-98, and you improve by 15 games. So certainly expect improvement next year, and I would expect them to compete for a postseason spot in 2025. I mentioned this regime is different. They're going to be more transactional. Well, they got to be more transactional. They've been more transactional. That's got to continue moving forward, especially if you're going to compete in 2025. There's just no reason why any sort of a rebuild should take longer than 2-3 years. Not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I could do it. This is a billion-dollar industry. I'm not sitting around. This isn't a plucky high school team that we all got to support. No, go give me a winner. I ain't got a lot of money to begin with. You want me to spend money? You got to give me a product, because there are way too many entertainment options for my dollar right now. You got to earn it. And as far as a postseason berth, yeah, as soon as you're competitive, yeah, you... There's an extra playoff spot. Why not by 2025? Might sound like it's right around the corner. But shoot, just look at the first year of J.J. Piccolo in charge. Look at the turnover. Look at the new names. Look at the trades. Look at the guys that he's kicked to the curb. Yeah, I'm going 2025, Stefan. Appreciate you listening, buddy. One more from the text line. This from the 913. Vern, which happens first? The Royals win back-to-back games, or Chris Jones shows up for the Chiefs? Royals win back-to-back games. That's my answer, because I think the Royals win tomorrow, and I think the Royals win on Tuesday. So there's your back-to-back games, and as we know, Chris Jones is not going to be there Thursday. So yeah, I'll take the Royals to win back-to-back games. Thanks for listening. Royals lose today, 7-3, the final score. They dropped the series to the Red Sox, and now turn it over to Cole Reagans. Ah, I can't wait. I'll be stepping on that gas pedal a little bit harder tomorrow morning driving to Kauffman Stadium, because Cole Reagans, who you heard earlier today, J.J. Piccolo, Ryan Lefevre talking about him as the likely American League Pitcher of the Month, Cole Reagans squares off with Jesse Schultens. Oh, boy. Jesse Schultens. You ever heard of Jesse Schultens? Any of you? Maybe I should. And, you know what? I definitely should. Sub-4 ERAs, made this many starts for division rival. Yeah, I should know more about him. My bad. We'll learn about him tomorrow together. 1:10 first pitch, 12 noon for the On Deck Show. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.